This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. State lawmakers reconvene in Raleigh for the third and presumably final short session of this year. The House voted unanimously yesterday to approve $200 million for victims of both Hurricane Matthew and the wildfires in the western part of the state. The Senate passed the measure this morning. It returns to the House for a final vote. Advocates also gathered at the House at the Capitol in anticipation of the Assembly passing other legislative measures not related to food and flood and fire relief. Rumors of court packing bill were met with strong denials by state Republican Party members. Critics say the session was not called to address only disaster relief, and they expect other measures. Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBeery joins me now from Raleigh. Welcome back, Jeff.
Great to be here, Frank.
Okay, so Governor McCrory calls this special session. Why?
To deal with the aftermath of the disasters that, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of North Carolinians have been living with the effects of in recent months. We're talking about Hurricane Matthew, more specifically the flooding that came after Hurricane Matthew. We should know that 28 people died. This was, a major environmental event, a major natural disaster. A lot of people were displaced. Some people are still living in hotels, motels in the coastal plain region, the eastern part of the state. And more recently, we have seen wildfires in the western part of the state. And essentially what this is, this special session is about is putting money forward to help the victims, to help the small businesses, people that have been affected by that. It matches a congressional allocation, and that is the primary reason, and perhaps the only reason, why lawmakers are here this week.
And Republican John Bell, the new House Majority Leader, spoke on the floor yesterday about the need for this session.
The water's receded. Today, we're still going through the trash pickup, debris pickup. We're still trying to find homes from people. We've got businesses that are lost that will never be rebuilt. We have communities lost that will never be filled. We have schools that are damaged. We have communities that are struggling to move forward. But today is our response. Today we start the response for the North Carolina General Assembly. And today we provide certainty to these communities and individuals in our schools.
And that response was $200 million, as I said in the introduction. And that was what was passed by the House and now this morning the Senate. Anything else in that measure?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, there's a compromise in there about how much, how many school days need to be made up by students. And there are some students that have missed 30 days of school, and that is based on statute, as I understand it, grounds for failure. Now, obviously, you don't want to set back, entire grades of students for something that was completely out of their control. So they've compromised on how many days students will need to make up. But it's about money. It's about, sending money to the Department of Agriculture and to the Golden Leaf Foundation. And to match that congressional allotment that I mentioned earlier, nothing that is, off in the distance or not related to disaster relief at this point.
Senator Ben Clark, as we say, the Senate passed the House, passed measures. House did it yesterday. Senate passed it today. Ben Clark is a Democrat from Cumberland and Hoke County, and he supported that legislation. Here's Ben Clark.
We did a great job of getting them out of harm's way, but now they're looking to move back into permanent facilities. They want a stable home environment like they had before the hurricane struck. I know one of my constituents reached out to me. She said, I'm trying to find low-cost housing. Essentially, I want a roof over my head. I do not want to return back home to Cumberland County and tell her. I want to be able to say we've done something.
Ben Clark, a Democratic senator on the floor of the North Carolina Senate this morning. So there's been a lot of talk about some of the other activities that might happen. There were protesters who anticipated the legislature might add members of the Supreme Court, the Republicans having lost a majority in this past election. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the concerns about other legislation that might be taken up in this session, Jeff.
So much of this is political theater, right, Frank? And as you just heard, starting with the disaster relief, you heard from John Bell and Ben Clark within the last few moments, and with due respect to everything that's happened, some of this is political theater, and this is an opportunity for leaders to get up and, act the part and demonstrate that they are going to be there when their constituents need them in these tough times. I mean, Governor Pat McCrory was at the legislature yesterday and today advocating for this bill. That's not something you normally see. Now, is he jockeying for a position further on down the line? Is he trying to land in the Trump administration? We think so. And, could it fall under some kind of environmental purview. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving and shaking. Specific to what else we could see, when the governor made that proclamation to call lawmakers back, he indicated that this would be for disaster relief and any other measures that lawmakers decided they wanted to push forward to work with. So as this bill comes back today to the House for a concurrence vote, we expect that to be unanimous. We expect this disaster relief measure, relief act, to move forward. And then they all go home, right? I don't think so. I mean, the indication is that other bills have been filed and there will be something else. Now, is court packing on the table? We really don't know. I mean, this is a rumor that has floated around, and a Republican lawmaker has told me that it has been discussed. But to what extent, with leadership, is there a bill? Is there actual legislation to detail court packing? There's no indication of that at this point. So that might be, you know, what we refer to around here as a bright and shiny object. Is it a distraction of sorts? There's a Democratic governor coming in, and this is after Republicans, for the first time in 114 years, held the executive and legislative branches, supermajorities at the legislature, for the first time. So Roy Cooper is coming in. Is it conceivable that they're going to do something to adjust executive authority? It certainly is conceivable, and we will find out in the next few hours the details, if there are any details on that front.
Well, sorry to be vague, because the Republican-controlled legislature has not told the public what it plans to do in the public's name, and this is unusual. Floyd McKissick, who is a Democrat who represents Cumberland County, sort of underscored the fact that this is unusual, that you hold a session without telling people what you're going to do when you are elected representatives doing their business. Here's Floyd McKissick.
Mr. Speaker, my second request.
Gentleman's recognized.
Inquiry to chair.
Gentleman's recognized for an inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, from your wisdom, what does the schedule look like for the remainder of the week?
We just got here. We'll be out before Christmas.
Wrong Floyd. That, in fact, is Elmer Floyd. I'm sorry. I made a mistake about that. That's Elmer Floyd. He's a Democratic representative from Cumberland County. We just got here, but for weeks in advance, you knew you were coming. There is no agenda, so whatever happens will be a surprise to the press. It will be a surprise to the people of North Carolina, like some of the language that ended up in the HB2 bill, which did not only address the legislation, the ordinance passed in Charlotte, but also restricted lawsuits. And that was a surprise, and there was no real public debate. Is this a concern now? And are you hearing murmuring now from Democrats?
Oh, it's absolutely a concern. And some of the rhetoric in recent days has shifted to the Democrats for being paranoid and for having harebrained schemes and rumors and ideas that they've concocted and thrown out there. And there was a memo that went out to the media yesterday that was very critical of the Capitol Press Corps for biting on these rumors. And, you know, typically we do not report on rumors. This would be a significant change, the court packing, possibility, theoretical scenario. But we should note that in recent years, the Republicans have added things to pieces of legislation that had no connection to the original legislation. There, of course, was the infamous motorcycle safety bill a few summers ago that at the 11th hour of the legislature attached additional restrictions to women seeking abortion to a bill that dealt with motorcycle safety. And as you mentioned, House Bill 2, something that whether you love it or hate it or never want to discuss it or hear about it again, wherever you fall on House Bill 2, this is something that was passed in less than 12 hours. The governor signed it a few hours after the legislature. There really was no vetting process. Almost laughably, when a Democratic senator got House Bill 2 back in late March, she asked for a momentary recess so she could look at the bill because she hadn't seen it yet. So there certainly is a recent history of a lack of transparency and things coming through, moving quickly, and that don't necessarily have much to do with the initial proposal. So the word paranoid is not appropriate from my vantage point. At this point in the conversation,
right, and some of those sources did come from reliable sources. At least the rumors did come from not only Democrats but also Republicans talking with reporters. So this is exactly sort of how the game is played when you're in the press.
Correct.
So at this point, we understand that a new session starts this afternoon at 2:00. Do you know anything more about the new session? Is it an extension of the session we're seeing, or are they calling a new special session? I mean, how does that work? Do you know, Jeff?
Admittedly, I'm not in front of Twitter or in the media room at the moment. I don't know if this is a new session or if this is simply Coincidentally enough, the Disaster Relief Act is House Bill 2. Again, it's House Bill 2 of this special session. Yeah. But that bill has now moved forward, and the House is going to reconvene this afternoon. Last I heard was 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
Wait a minute. Here it is here. This is just coming in. This just in,
sure.
Jeff. It will be a new session, so they're going to close out the old session and then call another new session. And the Senator Pro Tem, the leader of the Senate, the Republican leader, says he's not in a position to list or articulate what will be addressed. He's not in a position to articulate to the people what he's going to do in the Senate. Well, that's the quote from Phil Berger. So you will find out. You will find out. It starts at about 2 o'clock. Something will happen. It's a new session, and you will be there to report on all of it, I guess, Jeff, if they let you in.
My pleasure.
I don't know. I assume they'll be allowing press coverage, but you never know.
I haven't lost my badge yet, so
Jeff DeBeery.
I'll be there, and we'll chat more soon.
Jeff DeBeery, WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. You can find out more about his reporting at stateofthings.org. Just ahead, talk about the year's best in music, movies, and television with this month's installment of Back Channel on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.